This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3975 for Friday, the 27th of October, 2023. Today's show is entitled Mesa Verde, 18 June, 2023. It is part of the series Travel. It is hosted by Ahu Khan and is about 11 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is our story of a day tour in Mesa Verde, Colorado. You are listening to a show from the Reserve Queue. We are airing it now because we had free slots that were not filled. This is a community project that needs listeners to contribute shows in order to survive. Please consider recording a show for Hacker Public Radio.
Hello, this is Ahuka welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode. And this is an emergency show for the Reserve Queue. So if you're hearing this, it means we're seriously short of shows and holes are opening up in the schedule. And the only way for Hacker Public Radio to continue is if people contribute shows. And if you're a listener to Hacker Public Radio, you should be a contributor to Hacker Public Radio. It's not hard. We've recorded many shows. You can find them on HPR that will explain how various people have done it. And how easy it is. So there's really no excuse. So make it happen. The idea, HPR is a collective in which the members contribute shows for the benefit of everyone in the collective. And that's the whole idea. So with that said, what I'm going to talk about today, it's a little travel thing. And this started when my niece was getting married, and she lived in, still does really, lives in Colorado. So we made plans to travel out to Colorado for the wedding. But, you know, my wife and I are both retired, so it's not like, we have responsibilities that are all that important. So we thought, you know, once you've invested in the airfare and everything and rented a car, why not take a little more time? Ended up being with the driving 3 days that we added to our trip. So it was 1 day of driving to get there, 1 day of driving to get back to Denver to catch our plane. And that left us with 1 day on site. But it was well worth it. So we went to the Mesa Verde National Park in Colorado, which is located in the southern part of Colorado. It's not far from New Mexico. And the nearest major town that you might have heard of is Durango. And if we ever get back that way, we may go into Durango. There's a nice railway that you can take. But that's neither here nor there. So we went to this national park. I checked online and found that we could reserve a room at the lodge in the national park, which I did, and could get a tour there, which I did. So we drove down on a Saturday, got there late Saturday afternoon, had dinner, went to our room. So the next morning, we got up and we walked down to what is called the Farview Terrace for breakfast. We were staying in Farview Lodge. The terrace was maybe a quarter mile down the road. So we just walked there, got our breakfast, and then at 8 a.m. got on the bus. Now we had a tour guide, Jan. And Jan had been a park ranger for about 20 years and is also a Native American who is a member of the tribal group that is descended from the people who settled Mesa Verde. So I felt like we were getting some pretty good inside information. Now, Mesa is Spanish for table and is applied to flat-topped mountains in the west because they kind of look like a table with a tablecloth on it. Now, the Pueblo people And at this point, I want to make an aside. The Spanish called them the Pueblo people. That's not what they called themselves. The Navajo called them Anasazi, which you may have heard, but Anasazi actually means ancient enemy. So that's not a very good name either. So today, basically, we just call them the ancestral Pueblo people. So the ancestral Pueblo people lived on top of the Mesa originally. They built settlements there, some of which were dug out a foot or two and then walls and a roof added. Those are called pit houses. And we got to see some of these as archaeologists have excavated them. Now, to preserve the remains, they have erected simple buildings around these, you know, sheet metal to keep out the rain and the weather. Now, the soil is very good there because the winds bring up fine silt from New Mexico that is deposited on the mesa top. And we've seen what the winds can do in New Mexico when we were there on our RV trip. So that's totally believable. The dust storms we saw in New Mexico were amazing. Now, these ancestral Pueblo people grew corn, beans, and squash. They also hunted animals like deer that were available on top of the mesa. They were also very skilled at making closely woven baskets, which could be lined with pitch and then used for cooking. And the way they did that, they'd place water in them and then heated rocks and could cook the food. Sometime later, they developed pottery, but originally they did it with baskets. Now, the ancestral Pueblo people lived at Mesa Verde for about 700 years, and for most of that time lived on top of the mesa. But for some reason, around 1200, they started building dwellings in overhangs of the cliffs and then abandoned them 100 years later. There's a lot of speculation about why that might have happened. It could have been that they're running into resource issues, or maybe there were enemies that were confronting them, or maybe it was they just felt it was time to go. So for whatever reason, they, you know, they were there for about 100 years and then they left. Now, the cliff dwellings were reached by climbing down from the top of the mesa in most cases. But the only source of water, really, was the Mancos River. And so all water needed to be carried up to the dwellings. And you can imagine that's not a fun task. Getting to Cliff Palace, that was the one that we visited. There were several different sites of cliff dwellings in the park. One of them was closed for renovation work. Another one was like, well, to get there, you gotta climb a 30-foot wooden ladder and crawl on your hands. And we decided we weren't gonna do that, you know. We're in our 70s. Get real. So we got the Cliff Palace, and that did require going down some very steep stairs, and leaving required both steep stairs and three ladders. This is some exertion, but it's not too bad for most people. In fact, in our group, there was a blind man being led around by his daughter, and he managed it just fine. On our way back to Farview Terrace, our guide pointed out some sites we could return to, such as the Coyote Village and the reservoir that they built. So when we got back, we had lunch, rested a bit, and then went to visit them. And by the time we were done, the exertion of the tour and the added visits at the altitude of 8,000 feet had taken its toll. So it was time for a nap. Then we went back to the restaurant at the Farview Lodge, had a great meal. Now, I learned something nice on this trip. There's an organization called Kiva.org, and I've been making small loans through that. And when I say small, like $25 at a time. And the idea is that these loans are bundled up and given to people trying to improve their circumstance in third world countries. And I've mostly been focused on lending to women in Africa. when I was in grad school, I studied development economics, and one of the things I learned is that the best way to improve the status of people in third world countries is to focus it on women. When women are doing better, everyone's doing better. But anyway, I've been making these loans, and it's kiva.org, and I guess I didn't really dig into where the name comes from. But it turns out it comes from something like Mesa Verde. It comes from the ancestral Pueblo people. A kiva is a kind of communal ceremonial building that the ancestral Pueblo people built. And it was a round structure, half buried in the ground, and then covered by a roof. The only entrance was a hole in the center of the roof, and people used ladders to enter or leave the kiva. And one of the features of a kiva is a hole in the ground called a sipapu, and that represents where the ancestral Puebloans emerged from the underworld. Now, I took a lot of photos, as you might imagine, and in the show notes, I've put links to the photos that we took at Mesa Verde, so if you're interested, you can check it out. Anyway, this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio signing off, and as always, encouraging you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.